This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. An employee at Cleveland's Gotta Groove Records has turned the mostly automated process of making vinyl into customized, handcrafted works of art. For this week's Shuffle, we hear about the colorful vinyl creations coming from Wax Mage Records. Keith Mux loves the moment when a Gotta Groove record drops from the press.
This is the reason that I've been here for 8 years. This one little part, it's taking a 260-degree biscuit and smashing it into the grooves of the A-side and B-side of the record. That's the best part.
Mux is a press operator with his own workstation tucked away at the back of the noisy plant. That's where he makes custom vinyl records.
I call this my art cart, so I have everything on here is sort of organized. You know, if you see my setup a little bit, I kind of feel like a chef over here, like cooking up vinyl.
Vinyl's resurgence has led to bands and artists venturing away from the traditional black finish to requesting vibrantly colored records they can sell as collector's items. Mux has mastered the art of making splatter patterns, sprinkling in vinyl scraps during the pressing process to create stripes and swirls. Now he's taking his creations to a new level, experimenting with different materials to create intricate designs.
I was just watching the way that the two different colors were reacting to each other, and it, you know, was basically on temperature. Two different vinyls have two different tints, have two different operating temperatures, basically. So, and learning that, you know, I was like, well, if I can just throw vinyl on these plates, what happens if I threw vinyl on the plates this way? And just, you know, started coming up with ideas, hold things still, you know, so that it doesn't affect the play. 25 records can take sometimes an hour to make, where if the machine is just cycling, it's every 40 seconds a record's dropping.
Mux says his custom vinyls are sold through Gotta Groove as his own Wax Mage Records.
There are a lot of bands, a lot of labels that will just get the customs and say, do what you do. And then there's other bands and labels that get in touch with me, like I said, and are looking for a specific design or something that they may have seen on the Wax Mage Records Instagram. I like to listen to the music. I like to look at the label art. I like to look at the jacket art. I like to get a feel for what's happening with the whole package and then complement that.
What's your favorite one that you've done so far?
We worked with Annie Flagg. I made some records that had the American flag, a singed up, burned up American flag in laid into the record. Some of the weird stuff we've done, we've put coffee in a record. We've put, there's this band, their order was 666 records. And 66 of the records, they wanted ashes from this 18th century Bible inserted into them. That was pretty crazy. We put shredded money into a record. We put glitter is one of my favorites. You know, 25 customs up for sale on my website, and they're gone in 30 minutes or less. So sometimes in minutes.
Really?
They're gone, depending. Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Late last year, one of Mux's designs won Best Record Art at the Making Vinyl Global Industry Conference in Detroit.
That specific variant is called Negative Space. On, like, the first two tracks of the song is clear, and then in the center, it looks like kind of like an amoeba, like a blob of three different colors, black, white, and silver. In the way that I laid out the wax, it sort of looks like silver waves on one side and then like a black hole on the other.
Mux, who's also a musician, has recently launched his own record label that he says is a way to make his designs more accessible for Cleveland artists.
What I try to do is I'll do those pre-sales, those custom pre-sales, and, you know, I'm able to flood the money back into the job. So I'm not actually making any money, but I'm a part of helping these artists, like, get a start, because I know it's a struggle.
At WKSU.org, you can find photos of Wax Mage Records, including a picture of the record Mux won an award for, a compilation of Cleveland artists called Double Trouble. It includes the track Mustangs by Mr. No. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. Thursdays on Morning Edition.